You're on Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com, your home on planet Earth. Hey, Fiona.
Hey, Jill.
How are you today?
I am great, thanks.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about touch today.
Okay.
Because it's such an interesting thing as a culture, because we have so much obsession, repression, possession, whatever you like, of sex. Touch has become a very touchy issue.
Oh, I like that. That's clever.
And really, to feel comforted and comfortable, we need touch. And I think that also with the whole Me Too movement, it's you're a great hugger, and that is such an important thing.
Yeah.
And I find myself more reticent to put my hand on someone's shoulder or on someone's arm because of the whole issue of sexuality and what people are wondering. And I don't think that's the same in other cultures, but in this culture, I think we're missing a huge thing when we lose the ability or the freedom to feel like we can just touch non-sexually,
right,
to comfort someone or to just show our appreciation of them or, you know, caring or whatever. What do you feel?
Well, I agree with that. You said I was a hugger, and I've always loved hugging, and I have a way of hugging which I feel is healing and compassionate. It just somehow evolved the way it did. But also those people who study the brain, so many of them come up with that we need at least 12 hugs a day or 10 or 11. Mm. It depends upon who says it, but it's that many hugs a day to be in balance and not go into stress or fear or one of those modes. And if we could only give and receive, I would say I'm going to go right between the two, and I'm going to go 11 hugs a day. And it has the most amazing effect. I remember working in school with a young girl who was, there was something absolutely troubling in her life. And we were doing an exercise, and I put my arms around her, and she melted in my arms and then sobbed. And it was a gift to her, and it was a loving embrace. It had nothing to do with sexuality. It was all about love and caring. And so many of, not only the children, anybody, don't get enough caring and love and support that way.
No, I think you were just saying 11 hugs a day. I doubt that most people get 11 hugs a month.
I know.
And I think the key of something else you said a minute ago was when we come from the heart, people are, if we have an unsureness, people can misinterpret it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we come from the heart, it's harder to misinterpret it. So, you know, I would say enjoy hugs, because it's part of what, when you look at tribal people working with a group of people in the center of Australia a long while ago who had actually never seen white people until they were 13. So they, the women particularly, all the time held hands. They were always holding hands or putting their hands on the shoulder or, you know, putting their arms around each other. They were constantly touching each other. There was touch incorporated. And the children were held and kissed. And no matter whose children were, I didn't know whose children were who or whose grandchildren, because everybody touched everybody else in a loving, caring way. I think in the United States, we've got so obsessed with sex that we've lost a huge amount of important touching.
And I'd like to add, too, in many of the European and Middle Eastern countries, men hold hands.
Yes, and kiss each other.
And kiss each other. Like, and Russia. That has nothing to do with sex.
No.
That has about comfort, being brotherly, caring about somebody. You know, and I think that's beautiful. Why have we become so obsessed with sex?
Because we're so repressed with sex. But I also think that, you know, when we want to heal ourselves physically or emotionally, touching is an integral part of that. And people are so scared. I remember I was working for a short time with this person who was raped. I mean, most of us have been raped in our lives as women. But she was so she'd been working a therapist for about 10 years, and I saw her and I just went to hug her in the supermarket, and she backed away like that because, you know, you're not supposed to touch her because she has this remembrance. And I understand that that can happen, but this had happened 20 years ago. But we have gotten so much in touching can heal. And we got so scared and been almost brainwashed that we're not supposed to touch. And I think we have to start gently moving from the heart, and because it is incredibly healing for spiritual, emotional, and physical.
I had a student, it was seniors, on their rites of passage trip. And so we were out in the wilds, and I was forewarned that there was one a young lady in the group who had been sexually assaulted, so it was, she was very conscious of touch. She didn't like to be touched. And I knew that I had a whole 5 days in the wilderness to work with her and to be with her and for us all to be together and work together on this very important part of their lives, real rites of passage. And so when I got the chance, I came up and I said, "Can I touch you? Can I just touch your upper arm?" And she went, "Well, I don't." I said, let me just touch, and then you touch mine. So it was working with her over 5 days of accepting a loving touch. At the end, we were totally hugging, which is beautiful. And I really praised her. I said, "You've given us an experience sharing your wisdom of being respectful of people that might have had the same experience that you have. And I greatly appreciate that you allowed us to work with that." And so very often I'll ask somebody else, "Can I give you a hug?" Because, you know, instantly I'll go to give somebody a hug. "Can I give you a hug?" You know, and if they say, "No, I'll say, "Okay, well, I'm giving you a mental hug, all from my heart," something like that.
One of the things I've noticed with hugs, for people who give great hugs or just are able to dissolve into the hugs, my dad had that, my husband's got that, you've got that, where when you're hugged, you actually just feel this, it's not sexual at all, but there's a connection to your oneness.
Absolutely.
And if the person is just able to melt with you, that connection to the oneness can happen. And so it's a very deep spiritual gift as well as being an incredible healing gift, because I think that, as I said, you and I were both raped, and I never had that fear of being touched after that. But some people, whether it was more violent or it's more, you know, whatever it is that the culture then puts it into our idea that you shouldn't touch people like that, rather than doing what you did, which was, let's incorporate in a loving way
a different kind of a
touch, and a new way of experiencing touch, so that you can open up rather than closing down all the time.
Exactly. And you've got to do that if you're going to practice that. Do it with somebody you absolutely trust, because that's the key to it. That's the key to it.
And it also connects us to our bodies, which we tend to be so dissociated from.
Now, that's another point that you raised, because another student I had, and it was like seventh or eighth grade, and she was ADD. I mean, she was, you know, and a lot of children now, through probably no fault of their own, have these difficulties. And it made it impossible in class for her to feel connected to the other children. So we used to sit on the floor in circle. And I'd talk to her about this, and, you know, and then I'd say, "Why don't you sit on my right? And let's have a signal. If you feel like you're about to lose it, take my hand, just hold my hand. And if I think you're going to lose it, I'll just touch you on the side of your arm." And that's our signal about slow down, take a deep breath, relax your belly, so that you can listen to the other, your classmates, rather than scream through it all. And that worked. And that is touch. Mm-hmm. Again, that's a touch.
Yes, yeah, so if you have a fear of being touched and you know you don't like to be touched. Mm-hmm. I remember once I gave a friend, a new friend that I hadn't met before, I mean, I hadn't known for very long, a massage, a gift as a massage for Christmas, which you'd think would, and mm-hmm. she said, "I'm sorry, I'm going to have to give it back." I said, "Well, why don't you give it to someone you care about?" She said, "I just can't bear to be touched." And so if that is you, you might want to consider finding a very nurturing massage therapist mm-hmm. who could just very lovingly just do what you say, or ask a friend if they could just gently stroke your arm.
Or like tickle your arm. Yes. That's another way of doing it, because a lot of us love get the thrill of just if you hold your arm out in front of you with the palm facing upwards. And then just lightly tickle or stroke the inside of your arm. It is one of the most soothing, lovely feelings. Now, if you like that, you could have somebody just do that, just to initiate how this is. You could talk to a massage therapist, interview them, and say, "Look, I don't like to be touched, and I would love to have a massage. I don't know how to get through this." Those are the cats upstairs.
The cats racing up and down the
stairs. That's because they're not down here with us. But if you ask your massage therapist, if you find somebody that you really like, and I would say also, if you're male, go to a male. If you're female, go to a female.
Initially, until
you feel comfortable and you find somebody you totally trust.
Now, the other thing I want to bring up is that if, because we're all so sexually repressed in our culture, that if someone was stroking the inside of your arm and you feel sexually aroused,
oh,
just say to yourself, "Let me incorporate that feeling into my whole body. Let me just feel that you're misinterpreting a feeling with that."
I see.
So what you want to do is you want to feel this loveliness, this openness. Don't keep it located in your sexual areas. Expand it into your whole body and out. And what happens, that's a form of tantra, but it what you do is you just allow, most people keep the sexual energy really tightened down to a few places. Mm-hmm. So when you feel aroused, if someone's touching you, say in your mind, say, "That's okay, I'm just going to feel it in every cell of my body as just someone loving me and caring mm-hmm. for me, and this is going to teach me how to love and care for myself."
Another way, thank you for that, because this tickling the inside of my arm, to me, has no form of, you know, doesn't trigger any sexual feelings. But I do, when I think about what I love in a massage, I love having the cranial sacral work, my head massaged. If you go to the hairdresser or the barber and they massage your scalp and the back of your neck and the top of your shoulders, how wonderful is that? I love that.
And absorb it. Let yourself really absorb that feeling and enjoy it.
And I love having my hands massaged, and I love having my feet massaged. Mm. And I remember it took a long time, because my father you couldn't touch his feet. Couldn't touch his feet. But in his older years, I said to him one time, "Can I just give you a foot massage?" "No, no, no. I'm very ticklish. I don't like but let me just try." Oh my gosh. When mother went to get her nails done, he'd go and get his feet massaged.
Oh.
So there's a profound feeling that comes through the feet, the hands, the head. If you're too worried about anybody touching your body, begin with the feet, the hands, and the head. Maybe the head first.
Yes, the head's probably the best, because mm-hmm. we feel most control mm-hmm. when somebody's touching our head. So you could even ask a friend if they could stroke your hair. Now, the other thing
is, brush your hair.
Brush your hair is wonderful.
Yeah.
As children, I think it's extremely soothing when parents brush their children's hair. And, it used to be women, but girls had long hair. So they would brush each other's. Yeah, 100 strokes. You would brush your hair, or mum would brush your hair, or your siblings would brush your hair, your sisters. There are also a lot of places out there now offering Chinese foot massage.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's therapeutic, and mm-hmm. they've been trained in China. It balances your body and balances your organs. Because it's therapeutic, it might not be such a challenge yes. for you. So you could start off with going to the Chinese foot massage and go regularly yeah. there, and periodically go to your hairdresser and, you know, just experience them, even if you just get them to wash your hair.
Yeah. It's important that we get enough loving, supporting kindness through touch.
Because otherwise what happens is that we're constantly, in a sense, separated from everyone and being nervous mm-hmm. of people, and of nervous of our bodies even, because so this way we begin to live in our bodies more, we begin to feel our bodies more, and we begin to allow the touching, because it's incredibly and profoundly empowering to be hugged and touched in a non-sexual way. I mean, it can be empowering to be touched in a sexual way too, but we're not talking about not that now. We're talking about allowing hugging throughout our day.
So when I do card readings, for example, and I channel somebody's guides, I say to begin with, this is how I work. Is this okay with you? And then I said, I'm going to call in your guides, but I can only do that through your permission. So it's always the permission thing. And then I said, after it's over, and once I call your guides in, I'm channeling your guides. Now, when it's over, I don't want to walk away carrying all your guides. So how do I disengage myself from your guides? So I say, can I give you a hug at the end? Because when I disengage, I give them back to you through a hug. And not one person has said no. They've always received
best hugger.
That.
So it's there are a few people that you know that just have the gift of true hugging, and you're one of them. So I mean, my dad was a good hugger, but generally English people are not the best huggers.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like
it's the pat on the back.
Yeah,
little pat on the back. Hi.
Yeah. Yes. So I think that. You know, there are some other cultures that are really much more into hugging. As I said, the mm-hmm. Russian culture, I think they kiss each other more, mm-hmm. men too. My uncle in South Africa used to kiss everybody, all men and all women, on the cheek.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe today say to yourself, I'm going to be available even, you know, for a hug. And I'm going to work through, if I need to,
and
what I need to work through.
And you have enough within you to trust the person who wants to give you a hug. You trust yourself to
You'll know.
Mm-hmm. You'll know whether this is the person that you want a hug from or not. So don't be overwhelmed with fear, because it's always your choice.
And it's... When we are not allowing ourselves to completely relax into hugs and touching, again, you know, we separate ourselves from so much of the joy of our lives, because we're kind of standing back.
Yeah, not connecting.
And not really connecting, because I'm going to repeat myself here, which is in the tribal sense, that what I've seen with the Aboriginal people in Australia, women were always touching each other, and the men too. I mean, the men, it was so different with the men. The one elder came, and he had made himself a little thing of pink flowers on his head to do his dances with. And when one of the people said to us, you know, don't be fooled in that, you know, he is an elder, and somebody just last week disrespected him, and he hit him with the boomerang. I mean, he threw the boomerang at them and knocked him out. So it's like, you know, he was this gentle, sweet person, and he could stand in the space of his elder. And at the same time, he was just kind of totally open.
Mm-hmm.
It's a...
How about free?
Yeah, and there's just a freedom. There's a mm-hmm. freedom in touching and hugging. Mm-hmm.
And if somebody has taken that freedom away from you, that allow... that, so it doesn't allow you to feel safe. It would be really beneficial if you found a way to reclaim that freedom through touch. And if you want to start, get I think it's called a cranial sacral massage, and it's only your head, shoulders, and neck. Bring a hat, because when you go home, your hair is going to look
like Einstein.
Yeah, right, exactly. So bring a hat and then go home and go to bed, go to sleep. It's just beautiful. So start that way, because you want to give yourself back the freedom to accept a genuine, loving, kind, compassionate touch.
That is so cool and so wonderful. And something else came to me, and that is when we're constantly, in a way, pulling ourselves away from our body because we're so fearful that it's going to be hurt, that it's going to be damaged, that it's going to be abused in some way, we are not in our body, and therefore we're not totally living our lives in our daily life. So if we can feel our heart and then feel ourselves just allowing every part of that to inhabit our body, so that we're walking around with this love energy filling our body and extending outwards, you'll only attract really beautiful people to you when you do that.
Yes.
If you pull it in, you tend to attract people who are more abusive. We've talked about this before. Both of us have walked in capital cities when we were young and been okay. Because we had this ability to inhabit our body and extend the energy outwards, and people who are abused or who are preyed on have the victim energy, which means the energy pulls inwards. So just discover how to really be in your body, in the space of love, in every cell, almost like that is expanding into every cell of your body.
I say amen to that.
This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.